This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Korean pubes and the largest penis countries. Coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Ba, black sheep. Have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3 bags full. One for the master, and one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane. Not anymore. He's been taken.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner. Eating a mincemeat pie, he stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I? Not anymore."
Oh, what
because he's also been taken.
What?
Peter, pumpkin eater.
Yes.
Had a wife.
What happened to her?
And she was... But I didn't care about it. I don't care who you are or what you want. If you don't give me back pumpkin eater's wife, I'm going to find you. I will hunt you down. Yeah.
How might Richard Dreyfuss react to
Peter, pumpkin eater?
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I will remind you that we do have Dane Clark and the Backroom Boys as our house band today. They have a new project out there. We've got all the links at various Bob and Tom social media platforms. Coming up, comedian Al Jackson will be our guest. We have Ace Cosby at the controls, of course, which means the Ace Cosby joke of the day will be coming around the corner shortly.
Yes.
And Mr. Jeff Oskey is sitting in for Chick McGee. Chick's a little under the weather, and we hope he starts feeling better. Right now, we get back to the action. Thank you very much, Dane. Dane and the boys are going to be taking a little break, and they're working on something, I understand, behind the scenes with Mr. Godwin.
Cool.
So, new song from Patty G. We look forward to that with a full band.
Nice.
That's
a
very
terrific
That's very exciting. And once again, Jeff Oskey, the man, the beard oil, is sitting right over there where Chick sits.
That's right.
And we should explain for those that can't see you. You have an extraordinarily thick, bushy beard.
Yeah.
What is the longest you've ever had it?
About twice as long as this. I don't know. I mean, it just bushes out. It doesn't go long. I don't know, man.
Do you cut it back then so that it goes down rather than out?
I just let it go.
Okay.
I don't.
You don't have anybody trim that thing?
No, I never trim. I just comb it every morning and put a little beard.
You have a little beard comb?
Yeah. It's a wooden beard comb.
That's cute. Josh and I were talking about this. Can I get you guys the flat iron for the beard? I want to see what that looks like.
I got one.
You did?
Yeah.
Why? What are you talking about? What is it?
It's like it's a hot comb that makes your beard straight instead of bushy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, after you told me about it, I went and got it, and I have not really seen any difference.
Oh, okay.
But you did burn your face.
It is nerve-wracking.
It's hot.
I didn't at all burn my face, but it is nerve-wracking.
Okay.
And I did like it, and I'll continue to do it because it really detangled it.
Okay.
Oh, really? I didn't notice a looks.
A straightening effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I would try it.
Yeah.
So what? I don't understand the principle.
It's essentially a curling iron. It heats up, but it obviously instead of curling, it straightens. So it's like a big... You know, it's kind of a brush, and you just slide it.
Do you suppose people use that on their nether regions?
Oh, boy.
If you have hair that long, you've got a problem.
Yeah, exactly. You would need
hurt
long
yourself.
Hair. And
yeah.
Why? You kind of want it curly down there.
Well, didn't you say in, where were you, South Korea?
South Korea, yeah.
Didn't they brush it out?
Yes, the women would blow dry that area, and as they did, they would brush the hair straight out. So it was almost a mohawk.
For
what?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That was the
That's the fashion?
That was the fashion slash, I don't know if it was also like a hygienic.
But before, like daily or like for sex?
No, like after showering.
After showering.
How do you keep it like that if you're wearing clothes? Wouldn't it flatten it back out?
It kind
of. Or one way or the other.
Or does it?
No, it did kind of stay.
A comb over? Yeah.
Did it really?
I think they trained it so much.
Could you see it through their clothes?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
But when I.
Were you warned about that before you encountered
it? I was warned about it by a couple Canadians that I taught with who had been there longer than I had. And one was a guy, and he said, hey, you're going to encounter this.
Yeah.
And then another was a woman who said, every time I'm in the gym locker room, I see all these women with their hair dryers combing it straight up.
So how long
Wait,
was
in
it
the gym locker dead? Room?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
And in the male locker rooms at the gyms, I would see guys blow drying that and kind of
that's one of Tom's
fluffing it, but not, you know.
Well, yeah, I've seen guys at my gym blow drying their pubes, and it's just, you know, that's just so disgusting.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
And I was I'm a trimmer. You guys know that. I keep a very,
very clean house.
Very clean down there. And the first time my Korean girlfriend there encountered that, she asked me if I was a baby.
Well, that's...
Did that ruin the mood?
No, I we both laughed. And
but isn't...
I proved to her that I was not a baby.
Doesn't that particular hair down there in a certain...
cultures or ethnicities or...
Yeah, certain ethnicities, isn't it actually straight?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
What?
Oh, now, are you asking about Asian?
Pubic hair is curly.
I think for some Asians, it's straight because that's what they're doing.
Oh, they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. They're straightening it.
Yeah. Boy, that's... I mean, for example, in the United States, if you look at the 50s rock and roll era, a number of performers of African-American heritage would do a so-called process...
Oh, sure.
On their hair to make it straighter.
Perm.
Yeah, which is silly to have to do that. But that I think it's kind of gone away, I hope. But to do that in the pubic region, aren't there like toxic chemicals to straighten the hair?
Oh, I don't know that any of that's
I don't think
involved.
They're using product. They're usually just using a round brush and heat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's like Pube-Aid.
It wasn't bad. It was soft. I mean, it wasn't like it's... poked me, you know.
Ladies, try it tonight. Get back to us tomorrow.
I might try it. I'm curious.
I can't.
Oh, are you a baby too?
Okay. Someone just got very happy. Well, that actually is the perfect segue. Speaking of international pubic hair, to get to this year's version of the male member size rankings for the year 2025? What have you got it, Christy?
An outfit called Data Panda published the male member size rankings for 2025.
All right.
The website lists the countries with the longest tumescent member, so a happy member.
So this is all length?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, they do both.
Oh, they do girth?
Yeah, we'll start with length.
Okay.
Yeah. The length goes to number five. We'll go 5-1.
All right.
Ghana at 6.81 inches. Okay. Number four, Republic of the Congo at 6.82.
Close.
Very close. Yeah. That was one lick away.
You gotta lean into it at the finish line.
Yeah.
Ecuador at 6.93.
Okay.
Democratic Republic of the Congo at 7.06.
And what was the other Congo?
Republic of the Congo and Democratic Republic of the Congo. Okay. Apparently there are two.
One has more submachine guns.
And the winner.
The winner?
From the country of Sudan, 7.47 inches.
The only good thing to come out of there this year. 7.47 inches. And again, my problem with this is, is this based on self-reporting?
I doubt it. No.
There must be some sort of proof.
There has to be.
Do they, like, when you go to the doctor and they put us on the scale and they see how high they are, do they also measure your penis?
I've never had my penis measured, and I've never measured it myself.
What?
I really do not know.
But you've had a girl measure it.
No. I've never had it measured, and I've never done
it
myself.
Wait, you've measured one?
Yeah.
Like with a tape measure?
What? Yeah.
Like you got it out and the tape measure out?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Oh.
By the way, the correct answer to make certain people happy would have been with a yardstick, but keep going.
Yeah. You haven't done that? Like, that's funny.
Have you, Jeff?
No.
I did when I was younger, and I was shocked. Like, my first wife, I was like, look, 7 inches. And she was like, you aren't supposed to start measuring at your beehole. And I was like, oh, that.
Thank you for the clarity. Christy, you don't have to answer this question. What? Have you ever been involved in any kind of measurement of that?
I have never done that. Okay. No, I've never.
Odd girl out. Sorry.
Have you done it more than once?
No, actually, I've not done it more than once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you made it sound like you were just measured everywhere you went.
Like, you made it sound like you had a little booklet.
Yeah.
Like with code names.
No. It's so big that I wanted to know how big it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have the number in your head?
Yes.
Would you tell us? You don't have to. You do not have to.
Between 9 and 10.
Whoa!
No.
Yes.
That's really something.
Show 9 inches.
Jason, our producer, just brought in a tape measure, and Jess is bringing out.
That's 100% true.
So it is.
And you're not a fan of sizes.
Yeah, I am.
I thought you said you didn't like too big.
No, remember, Shaquille O'Neal is one of her main crushes.
That's inanimate objects. Okay. This is a whole different game.
I mean, that is longer than your face.
It is.
I'll just call HR for myself to get it. Now, Christy, they also did girth, but I'd like to skip ahead and go to the other side of this thing. This survey,
countries with the smallest average. Yeah.
Okay. Length.
Yes.
Yes.
Tumescent. Number five, is it Myanmar?
Myanmar.
Yeah. It used to be.
Was it Ceylon or Burma? I can never remember.
It used to be Burma, I think.
Yep. Myanmar at 3.98 inches.
Okay.
Nepal at 3.93.
Hmm.
Cambodia.
Well, it is cold.
Yeah.
Are they taking that into
their defense?
Yeah. And especially it's awful when you got to measure it next to Mount Everest.
Right.
Hey, look at that. Oh, great. Thanks. Cambodia. I'll just pack up my Sherpa thing and climb up the hill. No gloves.
Cambodia comes in at number three at 3.87 inches.
Mm.
Smallest average penis length. That's where we're going. Number two, North Korea, 3.78.
No wonder they're...
What are they so pissed off?
Yeah, boy.
And Thailand wins at 3.71.
Okay.
Thus, reinforcing every stereotype.
Yeah.
Again, I'm always skeptical.
Yeah. I don't have the average for the United States, but I do know we ranked 68th in penis length.
You know, out of, was it 200 or whatever?
No, okay. I'm
That's why I'm wearing my hat.
Yeah, why?
Why? What?
My MABBA hat.
ABBA.
Make America Big Again.
Uh-huh.
It's my program to Well, what we need to start doing is letting in more immigrants from Sudan, apparently. And that'll throw the average up, because they're still Americans, my God. That's what we need to do to get those ranks up there.
Who's the girthiest?
The girthiest would be France at 5.37 inches.
That's weird.
Circumference, I guess?
Yeah, it said widest penis girth.
Yeah, girth would be...
Around, right?
It'd have to be around.
Round.
I would assume it would be diameter, yeah. Right?
Yes, thank you.
Either way, it would be
diameter.
Yeah, true. Either one of those numbers would... I don't know how they do it.
This is real close. Netherlands at 5.33, Ecuador at 5.29.
So Ecuador's got they're in the length and girth.
Wow.
They're really doing some damage.
Is there something about the equator?
Maybe.
Have you noticed? Wait, hang on a second. I got to do this math in my head. A lot of these countries that have the large male members seem to be somewhat near the equator.
Yeah.
Belgium.
Is there something to be said in all seriousness about,
I don't know,
you know, in evolution,
right?
As man emerged from,
maybe you can get a grant and study that. Well,
the primordial ooze.
Yes. And they migrated north. Was there an advantage to having a smaller male member? If you had a big one, would it freeze and fall off?
Maybe near the equator, you didn't have to wear underwear because it was warmer, so you could let it grow and do its thing. Whereas in a colder thing, you got to keep it.
Yeah, but if you're in the jungle, there's all kinds of critters that are going to jump out of the bushes and grab it.
Yeah, but this was before clothes.
Yeah.
Maybe it looks more like a snake, so a tiger would be less likely to.
There you go.
I'm not going up to that thing. It has a snake on it.
Yeah. Whereas that guy over there, Dick Needle, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Maybe we should draw this up, see if we can get a grant.
Yes.
We're practically scientists. You also notice, I want to just get this in my head very clearly, that places that have like really clean water seem to have smaller male members.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a trade-off there.
Yeah.
You think about all these places.
Okay.
You get one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the people in Flint are hung? Like they...
It could be.
Oh, okay.
So I say, give me a large one and a Brita, and I'll just drink the tap water.
I'm convinced Thailand has the most
potable water. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think we learned a lot. Especially now we learned why Jess sits on a pillow.
Okay, well, we're gonna take a break here. I think we'll come back with this.
Well, we have to wrap this up then, because we didn't get to 4 and 5 on our list of widest penis girth.
No, oh, I'm sorry.
It's a tie between Belgium and Denmark at 5.22.
So, all right.
Yeah. Huh. And that'll put a nice little bow on our penis story.
I did that once.
Did you?
Yeah, it was Christmas.
Put a bow on?
Did you really?
Was it a clip-on?
No, I never did.
So great.
Here's something interesting.
What?
Speaking of the male member. One of the most famous male members out there, of course, is the statue of
David. Yes.
Curators are concerned. This is at the Galleria dell'Accademia. Mm-hmm. Sorry about the way I pronounced that. They're concerned about the souvenirs sold around Florence. You've been there, right?
I've been there.
Yeah, me too. It's amazing.
David, yeah.
It is the most beautiful place. The attorney, the state's attorney of Italy, has launched court cases. Going after, they have a special, what do you call, like, set of laws about various art, and that they're apparently upset because there are smaller versions of the statue of David, mm-hmm. David, that are being created with larger genitalia.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And
well, that's because they aren't made out of marble. Like, that's why the penises were so small back then, because that's a cold stone.
Wow. But they're going after people because they have a special copyright rules, apparently, according
to
this article.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, so you won't be able to buy that T-shirt that said, with a picture of the statue, David, a grower, not a shower. I'm not sure how you say that in Italian.
I would buy that T-shirt.
Oh. That was pretty funny. Right?
Wow, that is really amazing.
That is a funny T-shirt.
Wow. That they have a law about that?
Yeah.
It's going one of their most famous statues.
They just don't want it being parodied?
Yeah.
How are they allowed to recreate it at all?
That's what, I wonder if the law has more to do with that, or I don't know.
That's why I always got really, and I know there's but some of these souvenirs at the Vatican seem very inappropriate to me. And I don't know how they don't If they're going to go after this David
thing. The Vatican squirting flour.
Some of these things are just, you know, the Pope is the Pope. You don't want to put him on toilet paper or whatever.
What?
Yeah. That would be crazy.
I'm using that as an example. I don't know if they have Pope toilet paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would certainly hope
not. I would hope not. Thank you.
They call it papal paper?
Yeah. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What? Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville. We always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.